Hello, Riff Runners. I want to predicate this show with a special announcement. Today is my 2-year anniversary to my wife, Summer. So I just want to dedicate this show to her and thank her, because without her, there would be no Riff Runners. So today is October 2nd, 2011. We've been married 2 years, and I don't know how she does that. So, all right, back to the show.
Were you looking for the Riff Runners show? Were you looking for a man so knowledgeable, so informed, so intelligent, so riff-like, so fat, so living in a basement? Well, then you've come to the right place, because this is Riff Runners.
Going on, Riff Runner. All right. Well, 1.5 is live. I've had a lot going on this month. It's like a never-ending run at the end of the summer. Anybody else feel like that? Like, you get to the end of summer and you just keep running. You're constantly moving and nothing goes your way. And then you're not getting to play. You get back to it and you're like, God, I don't know if I can motivate myself to do this with all this stuff riding on. Well, I did. And I can't say I was entirely glad about it, but I miss my friends, you know. I miss the guild. I haven't had any time to play. And obviously, I haven't been recording Riff Runner shows, but it's, you know, they're better than once a month. You know, it's, what, second one a month? So I'm feeling pretty good about it. The Rum Heroes networking thing, that's what I'm going to start doing now. I'm just going to run it through Rum Heroes, network all the shows I do together. When I start doing the other show, and I'm going to do the Netflix review show that I was planning on doing. Just because I just enjoy doing podcasts, why not? Alright, so anyways, here we go. So, the 1.5 is out, the big change, the one that made the biggest, most significant difference to me. Rogues can hold aggro. The big change was that rogues can now hold aggro and threat much better. It's a huge change. It's hard really to explain why it's such a big deal, but the biggest reason is, rogues for the longest time had this huge problem holding defined aggro on several targets. One big heal, one big burst damage crit, and all of a sudden, everything's running away from him. So, it was a real problem for a long time. Now, rogues can hold a lot of damage with their new threat generation. They also have some better physical mitigation. So, getting punched in the face versus a caster hitting you with some sort of magic damage is about the same now. Whereas before, getting punched in the face would pretty much kill you. So, it was a real problem for a long time. Now, their damage mitigation is better for physical damage, and they can hold these multiple target threats. Things, you know, against big damage. I'm really, really happy with the change. A couple things I'm not happy with. One, oh, sorry about that, my chair scooted and, you know, whatever. Well, anyways, so one of the things I'm not happy with is I was really looking forward to the Master System. Look at that.
And the Masters of the Universe!
Fucking He-Man broke in here. Anyways, Masters of the Universe. Alright, look, what I'm saying is, it was the Master Dungeon settings. I was kind of hoping for more. Not more in the actual dungeon. I was hoping for more actual dungeon. Now, they were working on DSM. Apparently, there were some hang-ups with it. I saw some pathing issues when I did on the test server, so I'm assuming that's one of the issues they're addressing, because, you know, these things are all level 52. Aggro range is a lot greater. Guy walks in there with his level 30 pet. He's pulling shit off the floor. So, I can see how they're having some problems with pathing and things like that. But I was just really disappointed that I didn't see more of these Master Dungeons. Now, I haven't done any of the new actual world event stuff. I'm planning on working on that today. I'm kind of excited about it because there's opening up a new land. Another big thing, the attunement thing. A lot of people were upset because now you're going to have all these alternative attunements, and it was kind of the PvP Warfront argument all over again.
You got to be able to do Warfronts to compete and go raid, because that's the best gear in the game.
Okay. Given it's really good gear, I'm not going to argue that. However, it is not required that you go do Prestige 8 and then you can go and raid. It has never been required. As a matter of fact, I am doing just as much damage as any mage at my level wearing Prestige 8 gear. Now, they'd be a little bit better, but my focus is better. I can walk into Hammernail. They'd have to really start gearing towards it because they're getting Valor. So there is a give and take there. People can't just wildly complain about that, and that was the problem with the AA points. A lot of people were concerned the AA points were going to be like, oh, my alternate advancement's going to be the only way I get into raids because they're going to require XYZ on your alternate advancement and how many points you got into it to make you better players. Alternate advancement is such a minimal upgrade to each of your abilities, but just enough of a definition to give you a little bit of an edge. Unlike the, for instance, burning power stones, which if you don't slap onto your sword, you're really stupid because that's 200 spell power. That's a big chunk of damage you're adding on to every single thing you hit. So on this end, you can get plus one intelligence for 100 points. For a level. For a level, you get plus one intelligence. Now, I don't know how significant you think doing that, say, four times would be. Not really, though. It's not really that significant. So that's where people are right now. People, I think, are starting to see, oh, it's an interesting way to do something with experience. You feel like you're getting, you know, more forward momentum, and you're getting a little bit of reward on the side for that forward momentum. And you get things like increased mount speed or increased damage while using a dagger or a sword or a staff for mages. Things like that. It's a good thing, I think. Because it won't be a requirement, you can not do it. But there again, why not do it? I mean, you're going to be level 50, and if you're raiding, you're getting XP. I know, because I did it last night. I got like two, I don't know, I don't have the percentage thing turned on, but I got like two bars of experience. So, I'm happy. I'm happy with the AA. Overall, so far, the patch has been a little disappointing to me. Now, a couple things. One is the Chronicles in that. Big deal. I love the Chronicles. Matter of fact, I love the Attunement Chronicle. I don't know if you can do it twice. I'm going to try, because that's a fun fight at the end for me. But I'm hearing a lot of complaints, because you can only do it solo, and guys that go in there as tanks, this guy hits really hard. So if you're not in a tank spec, you kind of end up fighting this guy a really long time if you're in tank spec. If not, you know, you end up dying. Well, I don't know how many people have actually died making that complaint, because I did die during the fight. I got on CB, I'm like, boom, 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 motherfucker, and then he was like, oh, I'll kill you, and I'm like, oh, no, and then he did. And then something interesting happened, something I hadn't seen in the game before. I died, I soul walked, and he was still at the same percentage of health. He was still at, like, 28%, which is a big deal for me, because I was using Pyromancer build, so, you know, I just get to run right in Inferno his ass, obviously after I cast my Rock Elemental so I don't get punched in the face anymore. So that was a good aspect. Now, only that Chronicle, I believe, works like that. The other two, the Green Scales one and the Hammernail one, probably don't. I would assume not. But they're duos. You can do that with somebody else, which is kind of a fun thing because I got guy, you know, my best friend, you know, I want to go run that with him. And, you know, I'm talking to him, and yeah, I'm talking to a lot of people, and this patch just wasn't enough. A lot of people are talking about, oh, you know, the content's stagnating, I'm not getting any forward motion, I'm not feeling drawn to the game anymore to play. I haven't seen any of the new endgame stuff for the world event, so I'm not going to judge it yet, but I'm going to give it a chance, see how it goes. However, right now is a dangerous time for Rift, and I just want to put that out there so we're all honest with each other. There's a lot of blood in the water, new games coming out, a lot of big things, and not just MMOs. Things that will pull people away from Rift, will hurt subscriptions, things like that. I don't want people to panic because really, as the game ages, its survivability, I mean, WoW had a big dip when it first came out. I know that's hard to believe, and people will be like, oh, I can't believe World of Warcraft ever had a problem. It did. You know, EverQuest 2 ran forever with its servers slowly dwindling and getting condensed. However, I played with a lot of guys that played that right up to the end and had a great time. Rift will not die because population has dropped. They'll just make concessions. So no one panic that loves the game like I do. No one be like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Everybody's leaving. What you do is you go find more people. That's what you do. Free transfers, you know, things like that. You have the ability to go out and have a good fucking time. That is what the game is about. It's a game. It is in the definition of that word. So don't worry about it, man. It's a good time. Alright, so a couple more things to talk about. A big change with 1.5 that I am so fucking happy with was the master crafting plaque. Anyways, your old plaques, they're master crafting, or crafting master mark, I don't know. Anyways, they changed your plaques. Your outfitter plaques and your apothecary plaques are all now one plaque. They're all one type of currency, which you can turn in for the rare recipes. Which was great for me, because shit, I only have two crafting abilities on this guy, and then my other guy has two crafting. You always end up with, like, one gathering skill. So I'm screwed unless I use these things, and it was really upsetting. As dumb as it sounds, it was upsetting to me that I could get one or two of these damn plaques in a week, and I'm not making any forward motion on these items. All right, so I'm really happy with them condensing that down to one currency type. Also, the inscribed source stones. Now, I don't know how the distribution of these have been changed, but they've removed crystallized source stones, the little ones, and just made everything inscribed source stones. Now, when they change that from experts, I'm not sure how many inscribed source stones are awarded from expert rifts. Also, adversely, I'm not sure how many are now rewarded from raid rifts. So, I don't know. I'm kind of interested to see how that plays out. All right, well, I've been talking for 10 minutes. I'm going to do this in intervals here because I'm going to go play and try this out. I'm going to come back and talk some more. But what I really want to talk about in the next segment, or the end segment, because I'm going to do a little talking here about this middle section, is I'm doing the Rum Heroes Network, and the email has changed. So right here, 11-minute mark, 10-minute mark, wherever we are after I edit the show, I really want you guys to know the email for the show now is rumheroes@gmail.com. rumheroes@gmail.com. It's an easier email. I figured it was a better way to do it. Just put which show in your subject hotline, you know, Rift Runners, attention Rift Runners, and what you want to talk about. So I really cannot wait to hear more from you guys. I haven't gotten emails in a while, but my subscribers has gone way up, and I want to thank Casey Tighe for that. Obviously, Casey gave me a huge pat on the back when he had me on his show. He's starting his new show. I'm excited to see what's going to go on with that and his WizFish network because, I don't know, some podcasting, I don't know, not all of us work together. Like, for instance, yeah, I know Casey's uncomfortable with how much I curse, and that's fine because I want to be an adult show. I want to be a more hardcore, mature show than, you know, funny, entertaining. I want to be that. I don't want to be, I don't know. I don't mind being HBO to Casey's Fox, you know. Casey's a good guy, and I'm really excited to see what he's going to do. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. The Rum Heroes Network has absolutely nothing on it except for friends right now. But the big thing was I wanted to do it early because I wanted to change the email. So a good way to contact us right now, rumheroes@gmail.com. Okay, so what we're going to do with that is I'm also going to put up another show. You guys know that. I'm going to play, you know, God, I'm a nerd. I got to play Star Wars. I'm not leaving Rift. I'm going to, you know, find a way to work out how I live in a basement with no income and pay for two video games. You know, and my Mumble server. Also, let me just point out how much I love Command Channel. And they don't pay for this spot, but if you guys are looking for a voice chat server, I cannot recommend enough. You know what, I'm going to go to it right now to make sure I have this right. You're going to hear some clicking in the background here. But I love this Mumble service. They have always been upfront with me. I'm going to put a link on it. This guy has, I called them, he answered the phone, he set me up, and it has been the best, highest quality Mumble server I've ever had. So it's commandchannel.com. Go check them out. It's really reasonable for 50 slot server. I'm paying veritably nothing for. I'm only paying like a bare minimum amount. You get the same cost I do. I don't get a discount for doing this little pitch here. It is so worth it. It's and I hate to look around and be like, oh, Ventrilo and TeamSpeak, they're so. It adjusts everything for you. It does all the work for you. It's beautiful recording if you're doing podcasts. I cannot tell you how much I love using Mumble. And it is the most expensive thing I pay for on the show. So it is, I cannot say enough how, if you consider that and the fact that I'm broke, and it is something I keep up every month with my video game, it is beautiful. So check them out. Command Channel. Go there, you know, have a good time. And again, I highly recommend any gaming you're doing, do it with Mumble if you're going to use a voice chat service. Mumble is crisp and clear, and what I'm getting at is, and I don't know if you caught it yet, when you game, use a voice channel. People do not communicate enough, which is a problem I'm seeing in Rift right now. However, I've noticed a lot of the ne'er-do-well like angry people that are always causing problems has slowly drifted away because their attention span is generally lower because I don't know if it's a generational thing, but they just leave. They go their own way because they don't, you know, they're not getting ahead. So I do like how people are coming together more often now. On the flip side of that, though, I really think people should communicate more when they do stuff. And having something like this, like I have locked channels that you can't get into in my Mumble server, and then I have regular channels where randomly, you know, I can invite people that, hey, you know, I have a voice channel. You guys want to come group with me? So I'm really happy with that. Honestly, I can't say that enough. That people playing right now really are coming around to having voice chats and communicating, but I think it could be more. I think it could be a more, I don't know, streamlined communication system. And I gotta tell you, every time they put voice chat into a game, it's been a horrible failure. Tabula Rasa is a great example of that. DDO is another great example of that. Dungeons & Dragons Online. And both of those games. Now, Tabula Rasa was more of the fault of Richard Garriott just taking off and them not finishing the development of that game. So, that, you know, that's water under the bridge, as they say. But that is where I think I am right now. I love Rift. And the endgame development is beautiful. Tryon is doing a great job of really stepping forward and outlining this business and what they're going to do with it. And this particular game has a lot of support. I'm really happy about that because I did play Tabula Rasa until I hit the end, and I'm like, oh, there's nothing here. And then, that being considered, that game survived another 3 years, I think, before they shut their servers down. So that is something amazing to me that, you know, that kind of model can keep working. So if that can work there, I'm not worried about Rift going anywhere, and you shouldn't either. All right, that's halfway through the show. I'll be back after I try out some more of this content and let you guys know what I think. Thank you for listening to the show so far. I'm probably going to put in a sound here. I don't know what it's going to be. I'm kind of excited for it. I know I already got the He-Man sound back there somewhere, but I don't know. Maybe an opening theme to another 80s cartoon right here. All right, well, I'll be back after I check this out. See ya! Tally ho! Things of silver, birds of steel. Silver, oh! Hardly metal, hardly real. We're back. I'm fairly positive that was Silverhawks I put in the intermission there. So I loved Silverhawks when I was a kid, man. It was exciting, and they were all cybernetic, and there was a little whistler guy, and it was awesome. I loved that show. It was really, if you go back and look at it, you're like, really? You loved this show? It's like Thundercats in space. And it was. It was. So, come on. Who didn't love Thundercats? Now I get two Thundercats, regular Thundercats, and Thundercats in space. Good enough for me. You ever watch Stargate? That happened once. Fuck that. Star Trek. There were three of them on at one point in time. Okay. All right. Anyway, so I digress. Let's get back into what we're talking about. So we're talking about the 1.5 patch, the state of the game, really. And like I said before, I really think a lot of this catered to new 50s. I don't want to focus on that too much. I'm going to just go into a couple of bugs with it. But my biggest problem right now is I actually waited 3 days. This is actually a 3-day intermission. I know it felt much shorter to you. But 3-day intermission for the game content to come out. That they said, you know, the Golden Maw, the world event, the whole thing was going to be there, and it wasn't. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know what's going on with it. No teleporters have popped up. No new continent. No world event questing. So I want to reserve judgment till I see that, but the 1.5 patch gave you this attunement option, and the attunement option right now, unless you're raiding 3 days a week. You know, no, forget that. Unless you're rating like 6 days a week. The content's not enough right now to keep people that are at the end game to move forward, because people are dropping like flies. We are progressing. We are progression raid. People are dropping from our guild like flies because they're just leaving the game. There's not enough here to keep them. They get bored we raid 3 days a week. They get bored in the 4 days we're not raiding, you know, because there's nothing for them to just hop on and do and play, and $15 a month for 3 days a week is a little irritating for them. It's happening. It's going around. So I'm hoping that Trion picks up the ball. Triple E, whatever, how you want to pronounce it. Anyways, I hope they pick up the ball. They start getting something going, because the game won't die. I mean, let's be realistic here. Lord of the Rings is still available, and that was a pay to play for a long time, and it survived. The game will survive. To look at pay to play models that were making the cut. We could look at EverQuest 2. Remember, we can look at Lord of the Rings again. Their model is a pretty good one, because they don't make as much money off the cash store as they do releasing expansions for payment. They release paid expansions, you play the expansion. And that is really how they push that model forward. I don't think the game is going to die. I don't think Rift is going to die at all. So, I'm happy about that. I'm sad that, well, if it doesn't die, sure, that's great, but I've been standing here since day one trying to, fight and do all this and move forward and get some stuff going. And, I'm proud that I've done so much with the game. I'm proud of the show. I'm proud of the community. I'm proud of what we became. But I turn around with all that pride and look at all the stuff that I'm so involved in, and it's fading away. Everything but the game. There's so little for me to talk about in the game that I cut my show back. Really, what's left in the game for me to talk about, aside from the occasional patch? So, look at the community then. Apply that same theory to the community. There's so little. It's becoming such a repetitive thing for them to do over and over again that they're slowly fading away. Servers are losing their populations. I can count, I think in the past month, I've lost 7 guys I normally run with from the guild. And from, just the server I play on. That's sad for me, because then I don't know if you understand the chain reaction here and how many of you have this, but the chain reaction to me, anyways, how it affects me is these 7 people I play with that I'm normally used to playing with are leaving. Rough, my real life best friend is leaving Rift, because it's boring for him now. It's not going anywhere, and unless we're raiding, there's nothing for him to do. Why does he keep playing? It's a hard argument for me. Well, what are we going to do then? I don't know. Do you want to run some T2s? No, he doesn't want to run fucking T2s. He's got all the shit. He doesn't need this anymore. That's where we are. I mean, he's got like four characters all maxed out crafting. He's doing PvP right now, trying to hang on and find something to do. But, my friend Ravani, for instance, Ravani hates PvP. What's that guy supposed to do? He's still trying to gear up all his characters, and that's enjoyable to him. But I start looking around, and like all these guys that had this game in common are drifting apart. These big communities that we were all part of, that we had a lot of pride and joy in, are slowly breaking down, and I don't know what can be done to stop that. I don't think anything can at this point until you add some more content and then build up some interest. So I don't know. I'm worried this has been let to run too far with the "oh, everything's fine" statements. I love Rift, but let's face facts. Okay, so with the Skarn thing, the Master Mode Darkening Deeps has been a fun experience. It's like a little mini raid, 5-man raid is what I like to tell everybody. I think it is. However, Skarn at the end sometimes bugs out. That happens. It's okay. But really, I think if you haven't done it yet and you're geared for it, do it. You want to be T2 to get in there. You do not want to go in there unless you're T2 geared. And that's minimum. I am raid geared on both TCB and on CB, and I am still having problems in there. I was getting one-shotted. Matter of fact, me and Sagith, we're both getting one-shotted by what I'm assuming is a glitch when he goes in the air phase. It's not when he does a little fire thing. It's not when little fire guys come out. It's literally this little fireball that comes from him to me, and I'm dead. So, and I'm at full health, and then I'm dead, flatline. So I'm not real sure what's going on with that. I've been doing some PvP lately, try out the new Warfront. It's kind of fun, a lot of line-of-sight issues from range guys in there. And if you get a bunch of guys coordinated, like, you know, you get a whole 15-man group coordinated in there, which I know they say that they don't, pre-mades don't exist, but I keep seeing them. I keep seeing entire guild groups in my battle group, with maybe exception of two guys, and then they're just running around owning this Warfront. And, you know, so I think let's stop doing that. Let's stop saying there, it doesn't exist. I want to offer a suggestion, because I don't know if it's just me, but are you guys tired of getting in there and not being able to raid group in there? I mean, wouldn't it be great if you could take 15 guys in there? Let's do that. You know, fuck, shit, even if you can only do 10-man queues, the only thing you couldn't go into is at that point is what? Black Garden? No. Black Garden's still 10 guys. You could fill a Black Garden. You could do everything allowing 10 players to go into together into a Warfront. So, I gotta say, I don't understand the logic behind this versus what is becoming an annoyance. Because last night, Reborn Destiny had 10 or 12 people doing Warfronts, and we were in three separate groups. So, what do you do? I mean, really, what can you do? Nothing. There's nothing we can't force it to work. So, you know, we did the best we could. We didn't most of the time because it was the weekend for, it still is the weekend as I record this, for the library. People are just, you know, pop, 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 and the library's going off, you know, hey, this is, you know, the library queue, and then a minute later a library queue, and a minute later a library queue. We're not all getting in the same library. It's a little hard. I don't know why they don't allow the 10-man queues. So, all right, let's move forward before I forget anything else. don't forget, the email has changed. I'm launching a couple of new podcasts. I don't know when. Probably next month. It's going to be hectic because of the kids and Christmas and all that. But thank you guys for listening. The email change, though, is rumheroes@gmail.com. Write us, you know, let us know what you think is going on, how you feel about the game. Tell me what you think about the Warfront idea. Should there be 10-mans in the Warfront? Should you allow 10-man raid teams or more into the Warfronts? Tell me what you think. Two, what do you think about the 1.5 patch? Do you think it was more? Do you think it was less? Do you think it focused too much on fresh 50s? Do you think there's not enough for the actual guys that love this game and are pouring themselves into it? Do you think that the end game isn't complete enough? Tell me what you think about the state of the game now and what the 1.5 patch did. write to me and tell me what you think about your guild, your community. Tell me what you think is going on where you are. I really want to hear from you guys. So, rumheroes@gmail.com. Alright, so that's it. It's probably the whole show. It wasn't a whole lot. It's like, I don't know. I think it's going to end up like 25 minutes. I'm not going to do a whole lot of editing to it. Thank you guys for listening. You know, I love it when you guys subscribe on iTunes, you know. I got thanks to, of course, to always Casey Tighe, who was such a big inspiration while I listened to his show. And then I was the HBO, and that guy was Fox Networks. And I don't know. Since Fox is gone, I don't really feel like being HBO much lately. Not as many alliterations to my colorful language, if you will. All right, so that's it. This has been Riff Runners. Thank you for listening. Riff Runners at the Rum Heroes Network. I don't know what to tell you guys. I will see you next week, I hope, if you guys still love Rift like I do. Let's hope they do something. Oh, I almost forgot. And we are the Defiant.
Fucking MC name. I don't need a goddamn MC name. I got nothing to hide. You got something to say?
George Watsky doesn't need a fucking MC name.
Fucking MC name. I don't need a goddamn MC name. I got nothing to hide. You got something to say?
George Watsky doesn't need a fucking MC name.
What's in a name? Man, flow comes first. I'm never gonna curse that I get the worst when I roam the earth. It's a ridiculous coincidence that shows my worth. You know, my parents went and chose my MC name at birth. I don't need a master.